Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. And good morning to all of you. And also a word of welcome to our extended families and friends who are following us through television, radio, and internet. Today we are invited to come to the wedding feast where Prophet Isaiah said, "The finest food and the choicest wine is prepared." As we prepare ourselves then for this heavenly banquet, let us call to mind our faults and failures and ask God for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Christ have mercy.
Let us pray. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy, rich foods, and pure, choice wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is woven over all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from every face. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth. For the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, "Behold our God, to whom we looked to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us be glad and rejoice that he has saved us. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain." The word of the Lord.
Nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. Near restful waters he leads me. He revives my soul. I shall live in the house of the Lord. Guides me along the right path for the sake of his name. Though I should walk in the valley of the shadow of death, no evil would I fear, for you are with me. Your crook and your staff will give me comfort. I shall live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. You have prepared a table before me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil. My cup is overflowing. I shall live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell for length of days unending. I shall live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, I know how to live in humble circumstances. I know also how to live with abundance. In every circumstance and in all things, I have learned the secret of being well-fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance, and of being in need. I can do all things in him who strengthens me. Still, it was kind of you to share in my distress. My God will fully supply whatever you need in accord with his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father, glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, enlighten the eyes of our hearts, that we may know what is the hope that belongs to our call.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. The second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet, my calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find. The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there, not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, "My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?" But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, "Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. This week's gospel again centers around a parable. And as we know, a parable is a short narrative, or it's a story from which a moral or a spiritual truth is drawn. And when we hear the parable this week, I think it moves us to re-examine some of our preconceived conclusions about the banquet of the Lord. That banquet being the Eucharistic banquet. The parable about the wedding in today's gospel gives us a glimpse of God's unconditional love for all who not only accept the invitation to the banquet, but who also prepare and act accordingly by changing their lives. You know, this week, as I was reading the scriptures and kind of digesting them and chewing on them, so to speak, it brought me back to time I was in college, and there was a movie out at that time. And for some reason, when I read about this banquet, it just brought back to mind a popular movie from the 1960s. Now, some of you may be old enough, and you may remember it. It was titled Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and it starred a popular actor of the day, Mr. Sidney Poitier. Basically, this movie was about a young, liberal, free-thinking daughter of supposedly enlightened and hip parents. This young daughter brought home, as you can imagine, an unexpected guest. And right away, the parents came to realize that they weren't as tolerant as they thought they were. Not when it confronted them on a personal level under their own roof. They had to re-examine some of their most cherished beliefs. You know, sometimes we can also be the same way. Unexpected guests and unexpected situations have a way of doing this to all of us. They move us to stop and to kind of re-examine our most fundamental beliefs, and that which is so often taken for granted. You know, Isaiah, in our first reading in St. Matthew, as we heard, present us with the symbol of God giving a special banquet. In the gospel, God, in his mercy and with great love, invites all people to a royal banquet for the wedding of his son, a wedding which unites the son to his holy church. In our first reading, the prophet Isaiah, as we heard, announces God's holy invitation. In the words of Isaiah, "On this mount, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich foods and choice wine." As you can see here, there's no hierarchical ranking or categories of people. There are no special place card settings, no special seats. And he further states that he will destroy the veil that veils all people. In other words, all of the facades that we, from time to time, and we all do this, I include myself, all those facades that we kind of hide behind. Money and position, wealth, physical appearance, our presumed power. Also in the gospel parable of the wedding feast, we again witness a banquet open to all people, a feast from which no one is excluded. And so as we heard in both the Old Testament lesson and in the gospel, Isaiah and Jesus both emphasize that God's invitation was not an exclusive high society, highbrow event. All are invited regardless of their state in life, whether they have position in the community, whether they have material wealth. It's not based on their race, age, handicap, or any other of our preconceived notions that we may have about society. And so we ask, and I ask, who is coming to dinner? You know, when Jesus told this parable, he was speaking to the chief priests and elders, the elite of that day's society, the quote-unquote respectable folks, those individuals who knew their place in that society, a place that was exclusive above all others. And as we know in this parable, this story takes a funny twist. The king, okay, symbolizing God, the king, as we know, gives a wedding banquet, but nobody shows up. They're too consumed with occupation or maybe finances. They're too consumed with the world around them. Now, you know, I'm not insinuating that we shouldn't be concerned with these matters, because we should. We should, but not to the detriment of our spiritual life and our relationship with God. So again, who's coming to dinner? The uninvited. And who are the uninvited, and how do they relate to us? And how do they relate to us in the church in today's world? I think the uninvited in this parable stand for and represent the poor and neglected, who continually call the church back to its roots, who continually cause us to relook at ourselves and our own attitudes about those who are different. The uninvited guests come when they are called, so that we can truly begin our banquet at the Lord's table together as community. See, I think the need to have the poor and marginalized call us back to God in the covenant is very important for us. And you might ask why. Well, simply because in our society, what some people would consider the first world, generally the marginalized, or even those who are different, are invisible and somehow live in another world. They don't sell products. They don't have reality shows, or big Twitter followers, or get on the E! Entertainment Network. They may not be part of the pop culture or have weddings and birthday parties that cost millions, but you know as well as I do, they're just as real. Our banquet, which is our Eucharistic celebration, invites all people to the table of the Lord. And that is why we can say honestly that we are truly one holy Catholic and apostolic church. When we come to the Eucharistic table with our community, with our brothers and sisters, with our neighbors, at this point we begin to actually live our theology and not just simply study it. How will we respond when we are invited to the banquet of the Son? I ask, will we be too consumed with worldly affairs to accept it humbly? I hope not. Or will we open our hearts with love and gratitude for for the Lord's great gift to us in the Eucharist. You know, at the end of that gospel parable, Jesus said some pretty tough things. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. And it may seem harsh or even cruel, but you remember the king rejected the improperly dressed man because he did not regard his invitation as a great honor. Consequently, he didn't bother to put on a wedding garment. My friends, putting on these new clothes signifies that we are clothing ourselves with a new nature, a nature that clothes us in the likeness of God's holiness. A new clothing that signifies a person who is accepting God's invitation with their whole being, mind, heart, in totality. The guests who were dressed in wedding garments recognized God's abundant mercy and love as their true source and strength of hope, and so they clothed themselves with this love and mercy. And so, my friends, I say to you, and to myself also, let us embrace God's gift of love and mercy. Let us embrace this tremendous gift that we have in the Eucharist. And by doing this, we wholeheartedly accept God's invitation to join the celebration of the Son, the Lamb of God. And guess who's coming to dinner? You and I are coming to dinner, and we have clothed ourselves in the royal garments of love and mercy. And yes, we have become the invited, living out our baptismal inheritance of priest, prophet, and king. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us together profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our loving God will supply whatever we need. Let us therefore offer our prayers for all our brothers and sisters.
For the church, as we follow the lead of Pope Francis and open wide our doors to all who sincerely seek the Lord, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an end to hunger and need in the world, and for a more equitable distribution of the necessities of life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who mourn, that God wipe away all their tears and give them new hope in the resurrection, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have gone to be with their Lord, especially Isabel de la Paz, let us remember her in our prayers. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for those who serve in our armed forces, and for their families and loved ones. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Cynthia Schumann, Larry Puig, Espiridon Salazar, Betty Harris, and Elizabeth Massa, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all of the prayers and intentions that we hold in the silence of our hearts. My dear friends, for all of our needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O Heavenly Father, you have invited us to the heavenly marriage feast of your Son. Grant us the grace to ready ourselves so that we may rejoice with you in eternity. This we ask through Christ our Lord. my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Accept, O Lord, the prayers of your faithful with the sacrificial offerings, that through these acts of devotedness we may pass over to the glory of heaven through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of eternal life. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with the angels, we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. The Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, his brother Bishops Renee and Edmund, the order bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grants peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, power, and glory is now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you. Thank you. Very good. Thank you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Lord Jesus Christ be to my life. I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. To Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.